The Independent Police Conduct Authority is considering reopening its inquiry into the police shooting of Rotorua man Shagun Stevens. Mr. Stevens was shot and killed after smashing up a police car with a weed slasher. It comes as RNZ has uncovered yet more holes in the IPCA report into the 2016 death of the 35-year-old Māori man, which found police actions were justified. Guy Onespina has the developments.
Right from the beginning of the IPCA report into the police shooting of Shagun Stevens, the official story falls down. On page one of the IPCA report, it says the police officers who responded to the incident were unaware of Mr. Stevens' identity until after the shooting. But according to the police's own investigation into the homicide, that is not true. RNZ has discovered that one of the officers, who was given the codename L11, told detectives he knew it was Shagun Stevens the minute he confronted him that day back in July 2016. "I recognised him straight away," Officer L11 said. "He's a well-known criminal and I have tracked him many times." Tracy McIntosh, a criminologist and professor of Indigenous Studies at Auckland University, is urging the IPCA to reopen its inquiry.
It does seem very strange that there seems to be elements in the report that are not even backed up by the statements that police have given themselves.
A lot hangs on the credibility of the IPCA report, because the coroner has said only a narrow inquest is needed, because he accepts the IPCA has already established much of what happened on that day. The Stevens whānau are battling for a full inquest into the death, and their lawyers have hired a digital imaging expert to analyse police video footage. The report by Wellington Company Security Risk Management found 7 seconds was missing from police taser camera footage taken right before he was shot. Māori Party co-leader Rawiri Waititi says the missing footage should ring alarm bells.
When a man loses his life, I don't think we should be trusting anything that goes conveniently missing and that would play a pivotal part in any investigation into the death of somebody. So we're not just talking about somebody going for a stroll around the block and have been arrested or tasered. This is somebody who has lost their life.
And today, the IPCA told RNZ it had known for some time that footage was missing from police camera footage disclosed to the family. The IPCA said it has the full video and that the missing section doesn't contain extra information that would be relevant to the shooting. The missing footage is not mentioned in the IPCA report at all and only came to light today.
It really does demand a full inquiry, that there is so much in there that needs further investigation and a high level of understanding.
Mr. Stevens was on electronically monitored bail at the time. Despite this, police bail checked him 64 times in the 5 weeks leading up to the shooting. 15 times they went to his house between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. Tracy McIntosh said it was difficult to see how this could be justified.
Many may look at this as, you know, a sort of direct attempt to break down someone. And if that was the case, then we need to understand the broader context for that as well.
Also missing from the IPCA report is the fact that the officer who shot Mr. Stevens had also bail checked him. The IPCA report said the police bail checks were reasonable because Stevens had been uncooperative and that the late night visits never woke him up anyway. However, in the police investigation, one officer says he woke Stevens up on 6 separate bail checks. And sworn statements from the police who bail checked him say he was compliant every time, even when woken at 2 or 3 in the morning.
Consistently being harassed, I would say, I think the IPCA needs to really look at, reevaluate its position, because even the police officers are saying that there are huge discrepancies in their findings.
National's police spokesman Simeon Brown is also concerned about the discrepancies.
That's something which is quite a serious thing. If the police haven't necessarily provided all of the evidence to the IPCA, their job is to make sure they look at everything, and so that does seem to me to be quite serious.
Police Minister Porthor Williams is distancing herself from calls for the IPCA to reopen its inquiry.
I don't think that's something that I should comment on. We have an independent independent authority, and I'm comfortable with that process.
The IPCA says it now has to examine its files again, and by the middle of next week, it will give an update on whether it will reopen its investigation.